The Farming Life, or Mountain Farmer, a cycle of poems composed and read by Cliff Grigo. The cycle begins with a little epigram. A farmer's life is measured by the pitchforkfuls of hay, of manure, of the mountain of work, which is each day left undone. If you want to be a poet, call yourself a farmer. If you want to be a farmer, call yourself a religious man or woman. If you want to be a person of religion, call yourself a teacher. The first student is always yourself. The seven poems of the cycle are Every Valley Remembers, Making Hay, Cutting Time, Common Names, Knowing, and Sitting. Every Valley Remembers. Two neighbors working, tapping out the blade, the complementary rhythms of twos and threes. Distance in a summer breeze do strange things to sound. The sharp tang of heavy hammer on anvil planted on heavy rock. The delicate edge moves slowly round the tapping of the blade. A new moon moving from east to west. Higher up the mountain, silver consonants ricochet off nameless steep granite walls. Wide awake, noon rest finished. These sounds were not made today. Una Lunt, fire festival time, getting the scythes ready, making hay. Making hay for Konrad and Christoph. Early morning, the sun is still far behind the high ridge to the east. From the snowfields and forests above, countless braided streams flow down the mountain, converging on all sides like a ribbon of life. Flowing down without pause, always flowing down. The birds are silent. Their songs of spring seem very distant now, almost not of this place. Like morning mist on quiet water, at this hour, sound in the summer valley hovers close to the ground. Only visitors from afar, if they were here, might be the ones heard to speak too loudly. The three men walk slowly, steeply up, along a narrow path, grown hardly visible. The subtle weave of meadow grasses and flowers leans down towards the earth, heavy with morning moisture. There is little talking. The quiet time of the night before never seems long enough. Higher up, at a ledge, they stop and sit for a while. They know that eating time is still a long way off. Looking out into the distance, this is the moment at the threshold of a new day, when the heart of every farmer forgets its scriptures and speaks directly to the quiet land. the ritual of haymaking coming round each year. Somehow, this was meant to be. That much they know. You can't bring a mower up here, far too steep. That's what they like to joke about, the old ways. Three men working, one above the other. By the time the morning sun touches the grass, they'll stop competing, find their rhythm, put the whetstones in the little creek that borders the neighbor's land, and unpack the coffee. Down moves the scythe in its broad arc, steeply, repeatedly down, the sweet, smooth, swishing sound of sharp blades. Neat piles of wet grass, one above the other, moving rhythmically, step by step, down the mountain. Down goes the blade, steeply down, to make a wild garden paradise of the earth is hard work. Some would say, good work. That much the three men know, without saying a single thing.